感觉这次回来非常快。
I feel that it's not long ago that I was here.
啊，上个礼拜你没在这，回国过年去了。
I was here last week.
啊，是。
Yeah.
这个，今天讲的题目呢，也是大家非常熟悉的圣经的一段经文。
So the scriptures that we'll talk about today, you should be very familiar with.
就是他代替我们的软弱，医治我们的疾病。
He took up our infirmities.
但多年来
And carry our diseases.
但多年来我一直困惑的，就是这个软弱这个到底是指什么意思？
So many years, I wonder what's the meaning of the word infirmity.
有时候我们基督徒也常说我是软弱的，我是软弱的。
Yes, sometimes, Jesus,
我们兄弟姐妹也常说。
We brothers and sisters often say, "We are weak, we are weak."
我也不知道是什么意思。
I really don't know what's the meaning of that.
所以这段，因为在圣经中也没有看到很清楚的界定。
So, we cannot find a clear definition in the Bible.
就是软弱这个词到底代表了什么什么意思？
Infirmity, well, weakness represents what? We don't know.
好像我也没有看到，很专门的神学家们的书探讨圣经中的软弱到底指什么什么什么意思。
And I didn't read from the theological books the definition of this word.
我估计有人在写，但我看的书还是比较少。
So I assume some people are writing about it, but I haven't read many books.
如果你们谁看到了，可以介绍我看一下。
So if you have ever read about the definition of this word, please let me know.
所以，那么最近就一直在琢磨这两个字“软弱”，“软弱”到底什么意思？
So recently, I have been thinking about the meaning of the word infirmity or weakness.
紧接着问的那两个字是更有意思，就是它代替我们的软弱，怎么代替的？
So another word, he took on our infirmities. So how did he take on it?
他到底怎么代替的？到底怎么代替的？
So how did he
耶稣用什么样的方式去代替？
So in what way did he take up our infirmity?
是不是只有一种方式？
Just in one way?
或者说，你自己在实际生命中到底经历了怎样的经历？你真的感到耶稣代替了你的软弱？
So what have you really experienced in your life? Did Jesus really take up your infirmity?
这段经文你在三卷福音书中都记载过。
So the related scriptures are all show up in the three books.
故事发生在加百农。
So the story happened at Capernaum.
就是在一个主日，我们今天主日崇拜之后。
After like Sunday worship.
几乎是三幕剧。
So it's like a three-story scenes.
就是第一幕就是耶稣去医治了彼得岳母的热病。
So the first thing is that Jesus healed the fever of Peter's mother-in-law.
我刚才坐在那儿，就突然间想到这个，我就想到"热病"两个字，我就笑了。
So just now I was sitting there and thinking about the word fever,
这个，
that I smiled, I laughed.
因为在大陆最，我就前天看到一个消息。
So I read the news like the day before yesterday.
说反正大陆一进医院，那稍有点小病就马上给你挂滴流。
So in mainland China, if you have a very small disease or ill, then they would give you a shot.
你知道发烧绝大部分滴流是没用的。
So as you might know, that it's actually useless to have a shot.
所以我就突然想到这个热病。
So I suddenly think about this word, fever.
而耶稣的治的方式很简单。
So Jesus used this word in a simple
就是手一触摸，这个病就退了，热就退了。
So, Jesus dealt with it very easily. When he touched her, and then the fever disappeared.
这里有一个非常重要的原则，
So there is a very important principle here.
就是说，耶稣不是说要去显示自己有能力。
So here we see that Jesus didn't want to show his power.
不是像魔术师，当他身上啊，我可以去变戏法。
So not like modern, people nowadays that they would have show
他
magic.
是看到了，他基本上说他的行动是受那些需要人的支配。
So we see that his actions actually were at the mercy of men who needed him.
就是当那些患病的人、流离失所的人，当耶稣看到他们之后，又动了慈心。
So actually, when Jesus saw those people who were ill, or who there's no place for them to stay, and then he showed his compassion.
所以马可福音我非常喜欢的是就动了慈心。
So I like the scripture in Matthew. He was filled with compassion.
有的时候，甚至那些得病的人没有求耶稣。
So sometimes those people who were sick, they actually didn't ask for Jesus for help.
当耶稣看到他们的痛苦，
So when Jesus saw their sufferings,
就亲自医治了他们。
so he healed them in person.
所以这里就提出一个教训。
So this gives us a lesson, a teaching.
古代教父把他说什么？就求主拉住我们的手，医治我们。
So in the words of the Godfathers in the past, they say, we plead to God so that he would hold our hands and heal us.
有个非常著名的教父叫屈索多摩说。
A famous Godfather's name is John Chrysostom.
所以以赛亚不只是说他除去我们的软弱，而是说他自己承担我们的软弱。是说，他不只是除去我们的软弱，而是说他自己承担我们的软弱。
So Isaiah did not only say that he took up our infirmities, but he carried our diseases.
以赛亚这么说的时候，是似乎是指耶稣承担了我们的罪。
So it seems that Isaiah was saying he carried our sins.
我们的疾病大都来自我们灵魂里的罪。
Most of our diseases come from the sins in our soul.
死亡是所有疾病的总和。
Death is the summary of all diseases.
既然死亡的根源和基础是罪，那么我们身体上的疾病不更加是来自罪吗？
So, if the root and foundation of death is sin, then shouldn't we say that the illnesses in our body, our physical illnesses, come from our sins?
应当来说，在圣经的观中，人的许多病与罪有相关、直接的或间接的联系。
So we should say that our illnesses, in most cases are connected with our sins.
这个，我今年身体检查的时候就发现。
Okay, there's an announcement. 有一辆车 Honda Civic, gray color, 灰色的，那个 engine is running, 车没有关。Okay, says this, whose car is that? 谁的车是一个灰色的 Honda Civic？引擎开着在
我大概6、7年前呢，就突然间检查，一次身体检查。
So about 6 or 7 years ago, I had a physical exam.
突然发现胆固醇比较高。
So I found
Cholesterol，
cholesterol was very high.
不是 very high，就是比较高，一百二
哦
十，不，
，relatively
二百
high.
二十。
Yes, about 220.
这个当然可以找理由了，因为我母亲家的那一系，你知道吧，胆固醇都不好。
So I could find reasons because in my mother's family, they will have some problems with cluster.
但我就突然间回想我自己。
So then I had reflection on myself.
但你看到是说你自己六七年前你胆固醇突然高了。So
like about six or seven years ago, my cholesterol was high.
其实你自己很长时间问题在那里了。
So actually the problem has been there for a long time.
有一很大部分是你自己的原因。So
actually, mostly because of myself.
你知道我是在中国大饥荒，属于三年自然灾害中长大的。
So as you might know, I grew up in China during those like years of hunger.
我想那个年代许多人长都长一副特别大的胃。
So people grew up during those years, they had very big stomach.
就是你什么都能吃，吃什么都好。
So you can eat everything and everything tastes good to you.
所以就那个时候就把胃，用老人家话就把胃撑起来了。
So my stomach grows very big.
我又特别喜欢吃。
I'm a person who likes to eat.
你比如说假设去这吃一些什么吃自助餐的话。
So if I go to buffet.
我吃完一盘椒盐虾，你看不到一个虾尾。
After I finish a plate of fried shrimps, you cannot see any tail on the plate.
吃几个那种炒的软蟹子，我告诉你，连蟹壳你都看不到。
Shit, so crabs. So if you saw me eating crabs, you won't see the shell of the crabs.
你看到的是今天你得胆固醇了，就哦，这是病。
So when I realized that there's a problem with my cholesterol, and I thought, oh, that's the disease, that's illness.
但其实很久之前，其实大家你就什么，就是你的贪心，就是你自己见到那个椒盐虾就无法制止自己了。
So actually, it's been a long time that I couldn't help myself when I see those, tasty shrimps.
比如有的时候，现在的年轻人很容易说有抑郁症。
So nowadays, many young people have depression.
当然了，我们老年人也有。
Certainly, we old people have it too.
这都大概富裕时代有的病。富裕时代。富裕。
Oh, 富裕, okay. So that's because the disease in the rich society era.
一定会有生理上的原因。
There must be reason of like physical reason.
但有没有心理上的原因？
Is any like psychological reason?
灵性上的原因。
Spiritual reason?
当你比如说假设一个女孩你天天看到那些漂亮的芭比娃娃的时候。
So when the young girls look at those Barbie dolls every day.
哇，你收集了一个又一个。
So you want to collect one after the other.
你就等于把一把把刺刀陆续地扎在你的心里。
So it's like you are taking up a stagger to stack yourself.
因为你绝对不可能让它长得那么漂亮。
So you want the Barbie dolls.
就是你绝对不可能像它长得那样漂亮。
So definitely you cannot grow as beautiful, as pretty as the dolls.
而当那些设计者知道这些芭比娃娃的时候，
So when the designers design those dolls,
他就想设计这些一个一个比一个更漂亮的。
So they want to design the very beautiful dolls, like more beautiful than the other.
完了叫你不断地买。
So then you would purchase them one after the other.
所以你最初买来的可能是高兴。
So you will feel happy when you purchase it.
但最后带来的是痛苦。
Then it bring pain. Pain in your life.
其实这个时代真的有许多东西在这样不断刺杀我们。
So actually in this society, there are a lot of things that stabbing at us.
当你自己被这个时代的价值观所支配的时候，其实这种罪就已经会刺伤到你的身体，刺伤到你的生命。
So when we are controlled by the values in this worldly society, actually our physical body will be
我经常愿意讲的一个故事。
So the story that I often like to share.
我说，活在100年前的妇女，到60岁、70岁的时候，她会很坦然。
So a woman who.
100年前。
So about 100 years ago, women grew, they were like in their 60s.
他会感到很骄傲。
They will be proud about of themselves.
我有一大堆孙子孙女。
I have so many children, grandchildren.
还有几只猪。
And some pigs too.
现在的女性活到60岁感到很痛苦。
So nowadays, when women, like grow in their sixties, they will feel painful.
第一早上起来的时候，我是不是今天又体重增加了一磅
？So the first question when they, you know, get up in the morning would, have I, gained weight, you know, for another pound?
照镜子突然发现，哎呀，我咋怎么又多了一根白头发
？So when they look into the mirror, they worry that, you know, do I have another, new gray hair?
在100年前、200年前。
So, about 200 years ago,
当你满头白发时，那是尊荣的象征。
When you have like a gray hair, like all white, that's a sign of like dignity, respect.
在今天
，today
那是耻辱的标志。
It's a shame.
因为这个社会的文化就知道这一点。
So the culture makes this.
每一天的这个宣传中话，你要年轻，你要漂亮。
So you know the culture like encourage everybody.To look young and beautiful.
你绝对不要告诉别人你的年龄。
So never tell others your age.
你也不要问别人的年龄。
Never ask others about that.
其实眼睛一看都看出来。
But actually, if you look at each other, you will tell.
所以你当受到这种社会这种价值观支配的时候，往往之后就会带来你的忧虑、忧伤，甚至疾病。
So when we are controlled by the social values, that will bring us worry, sadness.
所以古代教父说的非常深刻。
So the Godfather.
我们的许多疾病来自我们灵魂里的罪。
So many diseases actually come from the sins in our soul.
来自于这个社会中价值观所支配。
Controlled by the social values.
一开始你看好像很风光。
So the very beginning seems to be very glorifying.
其实带来的是痛苦。
Actually brings
more pain 带来的是绝望
and despair.
所以古代另一位教父说，基督是人类得医治的根源。
So another Godfather said that Christ is the root or spring for healing the mankind.
尤其是现代人。
Especially people today.
真的，耶稣是医治我们疾病，尤其是心灵疾病的唯一希望。
So, Jesus Christ is only hope for healing, us healing our spirit.
现在许多年轻人自我形象非常低落。
So many young people today have low self-esteem.
其实不止你们自我形象低落了。
So not only you.
我们这年龄大的也低落。
As we old people in the same boat.
我前几天找出我大概17岁那年照的张照片。
So, a few days ago, I found a photo of myself taken like when I was 17 years old.
我说这不就是好莱坞的明星吗
？Even this a movie star in Hollywood.
这怎么过了几年，这个人就根本不像同一个人
？So after so many years, why did I don't look at the same as the same?Person.
我昨天住在世光家中。世凯家中。
So yesterday I stayed at 世凯's home.
他们非常慷慨，把主人卧房让给我住。
So they were very kind and they let me to live in their master room.
我后来看到那张大照片，我就想这是谭成梅吗
？I saw their wedding photos on the wall.
转眼之间20年。就20年时间。
So are they look the same?
你们之后就搞不好换了一个人。
是这样。
不，你们回到自己看的自己，不都这样很真实的吗
？So if everyone looked, you know, we look the same.
如果你只用你的脸皮来确定你的信心，你一定会失望和绝望。
So if we determine our faith based on our face, you will be disappointed.
那个真正的自我信心。
The real faith.
那个真正的所谓自我形象
，the self-image，
是上帝的爱在你心中。
It's actually love from God in your heart.
所以当时我看一些年长的一些姐妹、一些弟兄，看到他们眼中那种慈善的目光，我知道那是我年轻时候没有的。
So when I look into the eyes of some brothers and sisters, I can feel the love and kindness in their eyes, which could not find in the pictures when they were young.
这是真正的荣美。
This is the real glory and beauty.
圣经讲的叫尊荣。
It's dignity.
我们的年老，我们俩不是耻辱。
We are old, but it's not a shame.
耻辱在我们自己在这么大的时候还想变成那个小孩。
It's a shame that when we are old, but we want to pretend to
be young. 而不是去培育自己的灵性、才德和慈爱。
But not to develop our spirit, our capability, and then love, compassion.
所以只有基督来到我们生命中。
So when Jesus Christ come into our life.
才有我们真正的荣美的形象。
So we'll have the glorifying image.
所以就像我们今天唱的第三一首歌，我一开始唱很感动。
So it's like the third song we sang. It's very touching.
新创造了我们的形象。
He create our new image.
上帝的形象。
God's image.
那是永恒真理与爱的光在闪耀。
It's a light from the truth shining.
我们能在自己一个微笑中、一个和谈的言谈中去传递这样的神圣。
So we would deliver this holiness through a smile and then dialogue communication.
所以耶稣你说。一个教父说
：“So a Godfather said，
说你能否想象耶稣站在你床前时，你仍旧睡觉吗？他在的时候，你还躺在床上，这是何等荒谬
！”So can you imagine that you are still asleep when Jesus was standing by your bed, and when His presence, you are still sleeping？
啊，我们当然都希望今天耶稣就站在我们床前。
Really wish that Jesus is standing by our bed.
这当然不可能。
It might not be possible.
但信心使我们可以看到。
But the faith would help us to see.
所以信心是可以我们可以让我们看到耶稣就在我们中间。
So faith helps us understand that Jesus is among us.
倘若我们不能抓住他的手，就要我们伏伏在他的脚下。
So if we cannot hold his hand, let's fall at his feet.
倘若我们不能摸到他的头，就让我们用眼泪洗他的脚。
So if we cannot touch his head, let's wash his feet without tears.
我们的悔改就是救主的生香之气。
So our confession is the aroma of Christ or fragrance of Christ.
看那救主耶稣的面孔何其宝贵。
Look.The face of the Savior is so valuable.
我们的罪散发出可怕的臭味。
Our sins spread terrible smells.
罪本身就是腐臭。
Sin itself is stench.
但是
，However，
假如我们为我们的罪悔改
，If we confess，
上帝就会把他们改变为芳香，芳香。
The Lord will change them into aroma or fragrance. 所以
教父呼吁所有的兄弟姐妹。
So the Godfather pleads.
我们当求主来拉我们的手。
So call us to, plead the Lord to hold our hands.
紧着这里就讲到。
So following that,
当彼得的岳母病医好之后，怎样？叫他就立即起来去服侍耶稣。
So after Peter's mother-in-law was healed, she got up.Once and began to wait on them.
你如果真的蒙了拯救
，So if you really are saved,
你要一定学习去服侍他人。
So you should learn to serve others.
这是基督教的一个基本原则。
This is the basic principle in Christianity.
不是我们信仰让自己感觉良好。
It's not like we just feel like a good ourselves.
信仰是呼召我们去服务别人。
So our faith.Actually, it's calling us to serve others.
尽你的自己所能去服务。
Try our best to serve others.
不要以为你自己在孤岛之中。
Don't feel that you are in an isolated island.
我可以独善其身。
I would just better myself.
绝对不可能。
That's impossible.
我最近看大陆消息，你知道有个消息，我自己特别震撼。
I just read a news from mainland China.
我知道这里有多少兄弟姐妹是来自山东的，可不可以举手我看
？So how many of you are from Shandong province? Please raise up your hand.
就后面有几个。你知道，今年在发现，在山东潍坊地区有些化工厂。
So there are some like chemistry factories in the Shandong province.
他们多年来把什么，就把那个化工厂那个废料打，用压气泵打进地底。
So for many years, they just put the remnants of the chemistry products into the earth.
所以地下水全被污染。
So the underground water has been polluted.
出现一村一村的癌症病人。
So many villages are suffering from cancer.
前一天之后，大家知道中国将有三分之一的天气，三分之一的地区有阴霾天气。
So as you might know that one third of mainland China suffered from smog.
我记不准那个准确的数字，大概有60%的国土是重金属污染。
So I might not remember exactly the data, but 60% of China is polluted by heavy metals pollution.
Yeah, okay. 而且许多的食品有毒。
So many kinds of food are polluted.
你敢可以想象吗？
Can you imagine?
人生最基本的条件。
The basic living condition.
水。
Water.
空气。
Air.
土壤。
Earth.
食品。
Food.
都在中毒之中。
They're all polluted and poisonous.
哪一个人能逃脱？
Which one of you can escape from that?
所以，在1620年，有一位著名的基督徒牧师，也是诗人多恩写过一段著名的话。
So in 1620, a famous poet wrote a famous like a sentence.
我想美国的小孩子大概都会知道。
So kids grew up in America should know this.
就是丧钟为谁而鸣。
That is for whom the bell tolls.
有人以为这是海明威说的。
So many people thought it was written by Hemingway.
其实不是海明威。
But actually not.
海明威不大尊重版权。
Hemingway did not respect the copyright.
他应该说，我是引用多恩的著名祈祷。
He should said that he quoted from John Donne's work.
这是一段非常美的话。
Devotions upon emergent occasions.
没有人是与世隔绝的孤岛。
So it's very famous. No man is an island.
每个人都是大地的一部分。
Every man is a piece of the continent.
如果海水流走，冲走一团泥土，大陆就失去了一块。
If a cloud be washed away by the sea,
如同朋友或自己，如同朋友或自己失去家园。
As well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of the of thy friends or of thine own were.
任何人的死亡都要我受损。
Any man's death diminishes me.
因此我与人类息息相关。
Because I am involved in mankind.
因此不要去打听丧钟为谁而鸣，他为你而鸣。
And therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee.
大家知道，当时1623年是伦敦有一场大瘟疫。
So in 1623, there is a big, great plague in London.
许多人死亡。
Many people died.
多恩也在死亡之中。
Don was nearly was dying too.
每一天主持葬礼。
Every day host the funeral.
到最后被隔离。
And he was isolated.
躺在床上，听到教会的丧钟不断敲响。
So lying on his bed, he heard the tolling of funeral bells of neighbor church every day.
所以最后就说回一句千古名言。
So he said this well-known phrase.
不要去打听丧钟为谁而鸣。
So never send to know for whom the bell tolls.
它为你而敲响。
It tolls for thee, for you.
所以每一个基督徒 我们都必须清楚地意识到,
So as Christians, we should be aware of this clearly.
你不可能成为孤岛,
you cannot be an island.
你绝对不可能成为孤立的孤岛,
you cannot be a, like a lonely separate island.
你和整个人类息息相关,
we are all involved in mankind.
当然你不可能改变整个世界,
but you cannot change the whole world.
你绝对不可能改变整个世界。
You cannot, definitely cannot change.
但你的一个很小的行动就可以影响到你的周围。
But if you even have a small action, that might have impact on others.
用爱去服务自己周遭的人。
Serve others close to you with love.
去服务你的社区。
To serve the community.
这样你虽然不可以去改变整个世界。
Although you cannot change the whole world.
当我们都这样做的时候, 世界一定会被改变。
So if all of us do this, the world, the society will definitely be changed.
然后是第二幕,
and the second thing,
赶鬼,
drive out demons.
这个在路加福音记得就比较清楚。
So it's clearly described in Luke.
所以又有好些鬼从好些人身上出来喊着说你是神的儿子耶稣赐他们不许他们说话因为他们知道他是基督。So
demons came out of many people shouting, You are the Son of God. Jesus rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Christ.
大家注意到没有?
So did you notice?
魔鬼知道真理。
Demons also know the truth.
甚至比我们更清楚地知道真理。
Or even more clearly than that.
你看那时候当时很少人知道耶稣是上帝的儿子。
So at that time, not many people knew that Jesus was the Son of God.
魔鬼清清楚楚知道。
Demons knew that clearly.
当记载这一点的时候，对我们灵性上有什么帮助？
So how would this scripture help us, help our spirit?
古代一位教父说，
Another godfather in ancient times said,
他说的确魔鬼说出了真理因为他们说你是上帝的儿子。
So it's true that the demons said the truth because they said, you are the son of God.
主耶稣亲自制止他们不与他们说话。
So the Lord stopped them in person and did not allow them to speak.
他这样做是为了防止魔鬼在真理之中播下邪恶的种子。
So he did this in order to prevent the demons to sow evil seeds.
他也希望我们养成习惯。
He also wants us to have a good habit.
任何时候都不听魔鬼的话。
So never listen to demons or evil spirits' words.
即使他们似乎在说真理。
Although it seems that they are talking about truth.
你知道这个世界上没有一个人说我来了就是宣布谬误。
So no one in this world said that I come to declare false.
我就在宣布邪恶。
I declare evilness.
我一小时最喜欢毛主席。
When I was young, I really loved Chairman Mao.
我觉得他特别爱我们。
He really loved us.
那长大才知道。
So when I grew up,
他爱我们就是坑我们。
He loved us, actually, he like,
他那些属于美妙的词句，他那些美好的词句，
his like wonderful words，
孤立地看都没有错。
If we read them separately, individually, they all look nice.
放在整体上就是邪恶的。
But if we put them all together, it's evil.
你比如说他说要全心全意为人民服务，这错了吗？
So he said, we need to serve the people with our whole heart, is it wrong?
但他会告诉你,
but he would tell you,
什么人不是人民?
Who are not people?
他不喜欢人都不是人民。
He doesn't like everyone to be people.
所以你会知道那个真理夹带在邪恶之中传播比直接传播邪恶更恐怖。
So when the false truth is among the real truth, then it's even more terrible than we spread like the false. So never listen to the demons. So even if they speak some like a beautiful words that sounds like truth.
所以对我们的另一点提示就奥古斯丁讲的。
So another reminder or teaching.
说基督徒啊，你不要夸口你已经认识上帝。
So Augustine said that don't boast that you know God.
魔鬼也认识上帝，只是不爱上帝。
You know, devils, demons also know God, but they don't love God.
你知道我这些年在大陆。 侍奉或在北美中，在教会中，我最怕那些非常清楚认识上帝但却不爱上帝的人。
So actually, in these years I serve, in North America. Actually, I'm afraid of those people who claim that they know God well, but actually they don't love God.
哇，他们对圣经知道的非常清楚。
They know the Bible very well.
哇，那些教义可以一二三四五六七八九十都给列得清明明白白。
So they can list clearly all the scriptures.
而且他们也非常清楚讲我爱上帝。
So they would claim that they love God.
爱得痛不如生。
Love God till death.
叫你活不下去。
So you cannot live.
就是什么？就是他可以自称自己的爱上帝。
So they claim that they love God.
但不爱周边的人。
But they don't love people around them.
你不爱他自己家人。
They don't love their family members.
不爱他自己教会中的兄弟姐妹。
Don't love the brothers and sisters. They only love God.
自欺.
That's self-cheating.
你如果周遭看得见的兄弟姐妹都不去相爱。
So if you cannot even love people or brothers and sisters around you that you can see.
成天和你共处在一室的妻子、先生、孩子都不爱。
You cannot love the you know your spouse and your children in the same.
哇，你一来到教会就爱上帝了。
So once you come to the church, you claim that you love the God. How can it be possible?
这就是约翰一再讲的一个，如果你不爱看得见的弟兄，你怎么可能爱那个看不见的上帝？
So this is what John said, that if you cannot see brothers around you, how can you see the unseen, the God that's unseen?
魔鬼对人类的基督徒最大的一个欺骗之一。
So devils would cheat human beings.
就说我认识上帝。
I know God.
我什么都知道。
I know everything.
但我就只是不爱上帝的儿女。
I just don't love God's children.
爱是通向上帝的路。
Love is the way to God.
任何信心如果不产生爱，那个信心是虚伪的。
So if any faith it doesn't produce love, it's fake.
信心对上帝的信心，又怎么产生爱神的爱心？
The faith to God would necessarily produce love.
唯有这种爱心在你生命中，你才会知道你真的对上帝有信心。
So if you have love in your life, you can say at that time you have faith in God.
你才能知道神真的在你心中。
So you can only say at that time, God is in your heart.
因为神是爱。
Because God is love.
所以第三幕就讲了应验。
The third thing, thing is about fulfillment.
多年后，马太回想了在彼得岳母家中发生的一幕。
So, some years later, Matthew reflected that the thing happened in Peter's home.
他就想起了以赛亚书的那句话。
So he thought of what Isaiah said.
他代替我们的软弱。
He took up our infirmities,
担当我们的疾病,
carried our diseases.
很有意思, 这句话是引用以赛亚书53章第4节。
So it's interesting, it's a quote from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4.
以赛亚53章原话却是, 他担当我们的忧患。
So original scripture reads, He took up our infirmities,
背负我们的痛苦,
carried our sorrows.
按正理来说,
So according to this,
如果假设我今天说,
so if I say today,
我这么引用以赛亚书第53章第4节,
I quote Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4,
许多人可能一些基督徒说错了,
many Christians would point out that I'm wrong.
你这是扭曲了神的话。
So you twisted God's word.
我也没看到神学家任何一个神学家改变的。为什么以赛？其实马太的引用是引用错了。
So actually, Matthew quoted wrong.
或者我甚至一直到今天，也许马赛在这种是想的更多。马太在这里想的是更多。
So actually, Matthew thought more than this here.
他讲到了人性一般的软弱。
So he pointed the weakness of our human nature.
不只是忧患，不只是痛苦。
Not only sorrow,
infirmity. 是不是所有人都无法摆脱的人性的软弱。
So it's actually the weakness that none of us human beings can escape.
他说耶稣来到人间就是要代替我们的软弱。
So Jesus came to this world in order to take up our infirmities.
把我们的软弱放在他的肩上。
So carry our infirmities on his shoulder.
所以下面讲的呢就是我一定会有许多问题。
So later I have a lot of questions.
因为我没有看到很好的书就继续探讨，就是说这个软弱到底指什么。
So I did not see in many like books talking about the definition of infirmity.
我把它概括为几点。
So I summarize it as follows.
大概来说。
So it's about.
大概来说，就是在圣经中所讲到的软弱，尤其心中讲到的软弱，是指我们人生无法摆脱的局限性。
So it refers to the infirmities and the limitation that we cannot escape in our life.
比如，我们肉体有每个人都有身体，肉体拴在大地，灵魂可以在九天之上飞翔。
So for example, our body, our flesh was bound on this earth, but our soul, our spirit can fly in the sky.
比如，我们名字有意识，但却渴望永，就渴望光明。
So for another example, we know that we all face death, but we all desire, look forward to eternity.
比如我们在黑暗之中却期待光明。
Yeah, for another example, we are all in darkness, but we all expect, look forward to the brightness.
我们是社会型的动物，但却不断陷入孤独之中。
We are sociable animals, but we constantly fall into loneliness.
就是与我们人性直接相关的矛盾处在每一个人的生命中。
So all these contradictions exist in everyone's life.
这些构成了我们的软弱。
So this compose the infirmities.
我们是人，哪一个人能不软弱呢？
We're all human beings. How can we be not weak?
我们有身体上的疾病。
We have physical illness.
我们的确对神有信心。
We have faith in God.
但是咱们有的时候这个信心又很小。
But sometimes we have little faith.
而且周遭环境的逼迫、试探、阴谋等等，又是一直在环绕着我们。
So also, in our life, the persecutions, oppressions, trials, and conspiracies.
这一切都是我们人性中的软弱。
So because of the infirmity or weakness of human nature.
最可怕的软弱可以概括就是能力和愿望之间的冲突。
So we can summarize that it's a conflict between power and wish.
这就是保罗当年最深刻的概括。
So it's actually a summary of Paul.
我也觉得他是对人性，古今之外没有一个人像他那句话对人性做出了那么样深刻的描述。
So he had a very good and deep reflections, descriptions about human nature.
就是我所渴望的善，我行不出来。
I desire a kindness, but I cannot act.
我所不愿意做的恶，我却常常去做。
So I don't want to sin, but I.Always do that.
这是人性最深的挣扎，也是最深的软弱。
So this is the weakest.
你渴望行善。
Weakness in your life. We want to do good.
你渴望美好。
We desire beauty.
你不愿意有任何邪恶。
We don't want any evil things.
你这个愿望是绝对美好的。
So our wish is good.
但你却没有能力把这一点始终一贯、完美无缺地表现出来。
So, but we don't have the power to implement and present this.
人性最深的悲剧不在你要作恶。
So the tragedy in our life is not that we want to do evil things.
人性最深的悲剧在我们自己要行善。
So the deepest tragedy in our life is that we have to do good things.
要我们成为好人。
We want, I mean, hope that we can be.
我们一生能够堂堂正正、清清白白。
So we are righteous actually in our life.
正是这种美好的愿望，使我们陷入痛苦、挣扎、软弱之中。
So the good wish actually turn us into struggle and pain.
因为我们没有能力把它实现出来。
So because we don't have power to implement it.
我们说渴望行善，我们行不出来。
So we desire, we want to do good deeds.
我们不愿意做的恶，我们就常常去做。
We don't want to do evil things, but
所以保罗面对人性、面对自己这种挣扎，他就发出撕裂心肠的呼喊：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我？”
So Paul faced this deep reflections on human natures. So he called out, he shouted out, "I'm in such a great pain. Who can understand me?"
我想这是关于软弱最深刻的说明。
So I think this is the deepest reflections and descriptions about infirmity.
没有那种全能来实现你完全美好的愿望。
We don't have the power to implement the ideal wish.
就是说你的全部美好愿望都可以说是无所不善。
So the ideal wish is that we have to do everything perfect.
但你却不可能把无所不善的愿望、无所不能地实现出来。
So, but actually, we cannot implement it.
这就证明我们的确不是上帝。
So that truly proves that we are not God.
你的愿望可以无所不善。
So we can have a good wish.
但你自己能力却可能不可能无所不能。
But our power cannot implement all this.
所以，保罗说：“有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？”
So Paul said, "Who is weak, and I do not feel weak."
上耶稣来到人间。
Jesus comes to our life.
就是进入我们的软弱之中。
So, come among our infirmities.
成为软弱。
Become infirmities.
并经历了我们的软弱。
And also experience our infirmities.
当经历过这一切之后，他有一天说：“我赐给你刚强。
”So after all this, he would say,
我的恩典可以使你刚强。
I bless you with strength. My grace will bless you with strength.
所以你如果真的去思考圣诞节那个马槽。
So if we think about the manger during the Christmas,
你就会知道上帝亲自来到人间来经历人所已经历的一切软弱。
So you would understand that God come to our life and experience all the infirmities in our life.
你不要用一些简单的神学观点去套。
Don't apply some like simple theological theories.
你只要一想象，你就会知道上帝怎样进入了软弱之中。
So if you think about it, how God come to our life, and experience our
infirmities. 一个无所不能的神。一个无所不能的上帝。
God is
all power.
Yeah, all power, omnipotent.
Yeah. 居然需要母亲的奶汁。
So he needs mother's breast milk.
如果母亲的奶乳汁不哺乳耶稣。
So if you know his mother's breast milk didn't feed him,
耶稣一天也活不下去。
Jesus couldn't survive.
你如果不要想清楚了这一点
，So if you think about this clearly,
你就明白什么是上帝的爱。
So you would understand what's God's love.
什么是上帝的谦卑
？Was God's humble?
他亲身进入我们的软弱之中。
He come and enter into our infirmities in person.
One. 在一切事上去经历软弱。
experience our weakness and infirmities.
只是没有犯罪。
But he didn't commit crime.
所以有一条明定规定啊，我们的信的神是个会哭泣的上帝。
So God that we believe in is a God who can cry.
是个需要母亲的上帝。
God who needs mother.
是一个被在实际上被自己的天父所离弃的圣子。
A holy son that's abandoned by God, by Heavenly Father.
他和我们一样的经历的软弱。
He experienced the similar infirmities as us.
他甚至在生命的最后时刻还喊到我渴了。
So even at the end of his life, he cried, "I'm thirsty."
他的身体需要水。
His physical body needed water.
所以上帝进入软弱之中。
So God comes and enters into our infirmities.
就是我们自己将来有一天可以靠他的恩典坚强起来。
So that one day we will be strong. Based on his infirmities.
让软弱成我们生命成长的机会。
So that the infirmities would offer an opportunity for us to grow.
我们必须敢于正视自己的软弱。
We should face our infirmities.
知道我们的软弱是什么。
Know what it is about.
投入我们的软弱之中。
And engage in it.
让软弱成为新生命的起点。
So it can be a starting point of new life.
我多年不明白这个道理。
I didn't understand this for many years.
信徒呢也是最近几年开始慢慢明白一点。
Although I became a Christian some years ago, but I realized this in recent years.
我们的生命都带到碎片。
So our life is actually fragmented.
有的时候是先天的。
Sometimes it's
it 有的是后天的。
Sometimes it was because of our life.
我没有一个人喜欢那样。
No one would like that.
但那些东西好像又不是我们有能力去一下子完全抛弃的。
But we cannot abandon all of them with power.
我们都知道那个美好的原则。
We know the beautiful perfect principle.
在我们的能力中，在实际生活中实践，不可能完全实现出来。
But we cannot realize it completely.
我这一年突然明白，我们原来是可以带着我们的软弱去生活。
So I realized that we can actually live with.
我带着我们的软弱去前进。
I make progress.
我们可以在哭泣中喜乐。
We can be rejoice, in. When we cry,
我们可以在碎破碎中得到整全。
So we can be perfect, become perfect in fragments.
我甚至可以发现这种破碎真的是一种祝福。
So I realize that actually sometimes the destruction is a blessing.
我如果什么都行，我还需要上帝吗
？So if I can do anything, do I need God?
正因为我有软弱
，just because of my weakness or infirmity，
正因为我无法靠自己力量克服自己的软弱
，just because I cannot overcome my weakness or infirmities，
所以就需要用
my own power，
依靠神去呼求他的恩典。
So we have to rely on God for our whole life and plead for His support and help。
正因为这样的软弱，不可能一下子去打走。
So just because our infirmities cannot be taken away right away,
我才可能一生去追求他。
So that's why I would seek after him for my whole life.
所以兄弟们，不要为自己的软弱、痛苦、忧伤是感到耻辱。
So brothers and sisters, don't feel shame that you have infirmities or weakness in your life.
感谢神把这样的软弱留在你的生命中。
Thank the Lord that God leave these infirmities in your life.
使你自己可以向他呼求。
So that you will plead to him.
让他的恩典覆盖你。
So his grace will cover you.
使你自己无论做了哪样惊天动地的大事。
So no matter what great things you have done,
你在他面前总是谦卑。
You always are humble.
因为你知道你自己是要饭的，并且知道你死那天为止，你不可能不要饭。
Because you know that you are beggars, even before your death, you would still be a beggar.
这就是保罗对我说的那个原则。
So that's what the principle that Paul said.
什么时候我软弱了？
So whenever we are weak,
什么时候我在上帝面前意识到我软弱了
？So whenever we realize before God that we are weak,
我就呼求他的恩典
，We'll plead for His grace.
我就在深水之中向他呼求
，We'll plead to Him in the
求你帮助我
water in sufferings.
靠到你的恩典，我就可以使软弱变成刚强
，I'll turn a weakness into strength based on Your grace.
但是这是因为你的恩典使我变得刚强。
It's because of your grace, help me become strong.
所以无论我如何刚强
，So no matter how strong I am,
我绝对不敢夸口自己的刚强。
I cannot boast about my strength.
我夸口就夸口我的软弱。
I boast, about my weakness.
我夸口就夸口上帝无尽的恩典、无限的爱。
I will boast about God's love and God's grace.
你知道这个世界鼓吹的是强者的哲学。
So you know, in this society, strong, you have to be strong.
那个鼓吹强者最厉害就是属于尼采。
So,
the 德国的哲学家尼采。
Yeah, the person who boasts about this is the German philosopher.
It's okay.
Okay.
但是他自己最后却疯了。
But in the end, he was crazy.
你知道他一生最大的痛苦什么
？So do you know what's the greatest?
这个人绝顶聪明。
He was very clever.
25、26岁就做到大学教授。
And he was a professor of a university when.
30岁写的书到今天，哲学家们研究还研究不完。
So the works he wrote in his 30s, many people are still doing research on that.
你不要在意路边的小草踩过去。
Don't, 你不要。
你不要在意路边的野花和小草踩过去向前走。OK.
So don't, what? 你不要 don't have or don't pass it.
It's okay. Okay. 但他一生最大痛苦是什么？他一生没有一个朋友。
So the greatest pain is like that. He, didn't have any friend.
因为他觉得自己太强了。
Because he felt that he was so strong.
那一个真正的朋友，他却拒绝不要。
So he refused to have a real friend.
耶稣。
Jesus.
我们人性往往希望那种没有痛苦、困难的胜利。
So we, in our life, we usually want you know, like a triumph without difficulties.
不受挫折的成长。
Growth without setbacks.
毫无痛苦的治疗。
And treatment without pain.
没有十字架的拯救。
And salvation without the cross.
这一切幻想应该破碎。
So all these fantasies or imaginations should be broken.
这是你自己的宗教幻象。
This is your own religious imagination.
你不要抓住那个幻象不放。
So don't hold it and tight.
绝对不可能实现。
It will never be realized.
没有那样一幅图画。
There's another image.
所以去向保罗学习。
So learn from Paul.
承认有谁软弱，我不软弱。
So admit that, who is weak and I am not weak.
只是我的软弱和你不同而已。
So it's just like my infirmities or weakness.
如果要夸口
not the same as yours. If we boast,
就夸口自己的软弱。
So we boast about our weakness.
在软弱中向上帝祈求。
So we plead to God in weakness.
使他的恩典覆盖着我们。
So His grace will cover us.
给我们盼望。
Give us hope,
给我们力量
strength,
给我们信心
faith,
给我们勇气
braveness,
给我们爱
love,
使我们自己可以靠到这样的恩天使自己变得坚强起来
So we will be strong, based on His grace.
然后去祷告说
And then pray,
主啊， 感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
因为你怜悯了我这个软弱的人，直到今天，到永永远远。
Because you have compassion for me, till today and till, forever.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，要我们在你面前谦卑下来。
Lord, please help us, be humble before you.
就像保罗弟兄说的那样。
Just like Brother Paul said.
有谁软弱，我不软弱呢
？Who is, weak? How am I not weak?
主，我不要只看到我兄弟姐妹的软弱。
So Lord, not just let me see, the weakness of brothers and sisters.
我要看到自己的软弱。
I should, find my own.
当我们看到软弱的时候，主要你使我对自己感到绝望。
So Lord, when we look at all, infirmities, let me feel, despair.
但把一切希望放在你那里。
But help us put our hope in you.
向你呼求。
So plead to you.
呼求你的恩典，你的爱。
Plead for your grace and love.
求你帮助我。
May you help me.
靠着你的恩典，在你的爱之上坚强起来。
Help me be strong based on your grace and love.
然后来到你面前祷告说。
And then come to you and pray.
主，我真是一个无用的仆人。
Lord, I'm a useless servant.
但你怜悯了我。
But you have compassion for me.
你真是我慈爱的父亲。
You are my, dear, heavenly father.
感谢你。
Thank you.
这样祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.